advisors and then head up to near Furman University to a retirement home up there where we get a performance tonight. A week from today. Looking forward to the time to get away and kind of chill out on things for a while.
For you, well, just heard you say hey. Wanted to say hello to you. I'm just kind of run up to Ingalls here real quick.
Got to make this trip over and hope I don't get caught up in traffic. And then we got to load up, and then we got to drive from Duncan all the way up to near Furman, near almost a... Heck, when you get to Furman University, you're almost to Traveler's Rest, but head up that way anyway to unload and get set up for tonight.
Roger that. Well, I'm just tinkering around today. I'm off till next year and just kind of chilling.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm gonna take a little bit of work with me for next, for some of the time I'm gone. But it's just revamping a manual, and I can work on that a little bit here and a little bit there, and send parts to my cohorts to review as we go through things and get ready to do our next convention. So, that's basically what I'm going to be doing. But the week of Christmas, New Year's, my sister and I are going to just basically take it easy for that week.
It's the holiday time. Time to take a break. Are you guys doing your convention here in Hendersonville again?
Convention will be down in Walterboro, South Carolina. And I'm not sure where I'm going from there.
Good. I'll keep you busy. ND7J Mobile, by the way.
T-Mobile. Yeah, it's, things have got to be done, and I got to find another place for next fall. I know what weekend it's going to be. I just need to know, got to make a decision as to where it's going to be. And I got to see who's going to bid on it. We're possibly looking at being back in Greenville at the Peace Center, but that's a don't know right now.
So what else you been up to?
Well, just trying to get things done here at the house and around the house. Figure out what I've got going on and where I've got things going on, basically. And who I got to get lined up to do some of the jobs I got to have done next year.
On your house, I'm assuming.
I went through a bad spot, Bob.
Done on your house.
Well, I got a bathroom. At least one bathroom needs to be fully remodeled. I want some kitchen work done in the kitchen. Of course, I want to do something about both of my porches. And a few other little bits and pieces here, there, and around. But one of the first things I got to do is get somebody down here to level it. And the last time I checked, it was about a 3-month wait to get somebody to do it.
To level the home, you mean?
Yep.
They probably stay pretty well booked out, I'm imagining.
Couple of companies here in town that you could just call and they would come. They did that as a routine, but I haven't found anybody lately. I've got to do some more checking after the first of the year and all, but I called several of the dealers around town, and their folks, their teams are the ones that are booked out three to four months ahead.
Selling right now, so I'm imagining all those people are busy. All the trades are busy right now.
But I'm going to have to soon find somebody to start figuring out getting things lined up. And I see there's another piece of land over here they've cleared off, and now it looks like they're cutting roads in it, because now it looks like it's going to be another housing subdivision, just what we need. There are only two others right around the road from them being built.
In progress, I suppose.
Can't afford any of the houses they're building these days. When they start around $200,000, it leaves me out of the ballpark completely.
Under $200,000 isn't exactly easy.
My subdivision over here near me where the houses were going for $165,000 to $195,000, depending upon which of the three designs you got and how many bedrooms you got. Now those same houses, without a change in design, without a change in floor plan, just the cost of everything go up. They're now going for $230 to $255 to $260 now. Same houses with a concrete floor in them, you know, solid, no crawl space. And they're building a bunch of them in this subdivision and everything. So, and another subdivision is being another small one of these roads that goes down and ends at dead ends and then turns around and comes back out. They get ready to put another one of those around on Anderson Mill Road, around the corner, about a mile from my house.
You're living in the upscale area now, Rusty.
Unfortunately. And, but, you know, it's all it's doing is increasing the taxes on my house.
Let somebody buy it and build a new house there and take the money and move on.
Well, that would be all well and good, but it's a case of having to finding some place to move on to. Right now, the land is so blooming expensive down here. I was looking at a place the other day, and they want like $17,000 an acre.
That's not a lot, I guess. But that's actually not a bad price per acre.
Didn't have any money left to build a house with.
Land to finance the house. But anyway, Rusty, I'm pulling at angles here. Good to hear you. I got to hop off here and run inside real quick. So I will catch you again. Have a good performance tonight, ND7J.
Sorry, I'm not going to make the Thursday night session over at the Bonefish, but I've just got too many things going on right now. Talk to you later. ND7J, W2T Mobile.
73, Rusty. ND7J, clear.